Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Well, this video is about Donald J. Trump and his seeming vendetta against Harvard University. In case you don't know, it's that one in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. I've only ever visited it once, so widely regarded as the premier university in the United States. It's not the very oldest. William and Mary is older in Virginia, but the most illustrious, and it's got the biggest financial endowment of any university in the world. Donald J. Trump said that he wanted to severely restrict the number of foreign students that it could take. He was going to decertify it, and then the Trump administration looks like it's going to change its mind on that one, because you know Donald Trump has got a weather vane mind. You never want to know what he's going to do next. He's so erratic, which is why he's so bad for the economy, because of his unpredictability. Business would like to know if we do X, we get Y, or this is going to continue for a long time, but that you could just never be sure with him, because there's a student and exchange visitor program, which allows the university also to bring in academics from other countries on these visas, but they might lose that. So the Department of Homeland Security says it wants to verify that Harvard really complies with all the requirements of that program, because Kristi Noem, who was the head of the Department for Homeland Security, said announced that she wanted to withdraw the certification that Harvard requires to allow them to have foreign students. Wow! Now, Kristi Noem, she visited Jerusalem recently, went to the Western Wall, not to call it the Wailing Wall anymore, and you saw the pathos in her face praying there. And it's meant to be an allusion to the victims of the 7th of October attacks. Obviously, no sympathy whatsoever for the tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians murdered before or after that date by the state of Israel, by the United States, with providing weaponry to Israel for this express purpose and so on. Harvard takes a significant percentage of its students from overseas, and they would lose a lot of money. Harvard's been international for a very long time. An OK founded, when was it, 1634? And travel was so slow back then, didn't have international students at first. Remember, you know, Massachusetts was then seen as the very edge of the civilized world. I know it's now seen as the center of it. So how things have changed. There was a revocation of this certification, but then this was challenged in court by Harvard, and there's a restraining order which blocks it temporarily. Judge Alison Burroughs, because this is a preliminary injunction. So just where they have to see in the long term, is this valid or not? I don't know whether Harvard's arguing is ultra vires or what, or that it's irrational or something. Why that the Department of Homeland Security can't do this. So an injunction, as it is a delaying action whilst the court considers the substantive issue, and the court after that might say yes, this decision is valid, the Department of Homeland Security can do it at once, or no, it's invalid, no, they can't. But in the meantime, then that just is just not inoperable, that attempt to take away their certification. A story goes that Barron Trump, Donald Trump's youngest child, he was rejected by Harvard. I don't know if that's true or not. Presumably that's confidential, and that Trump has a grudge. And we know someone he bears grudges for decades. There are those he can forgive, even though they're impenitent, people he's needed to work with, like Ted Cruz, for example. Sometimes he likes to exact vengeance. So now the government has to give a proper reason for taking away Harvard's right to participate in this student visa program. And just personal vengeance, a spite, that is not a sufficient reason, because Harvard's lawyers are saying that Trump is doing this out of political prejudice. He's always against the East Coast establishment, despite himself being an East Coast elitist, you know, from a New York multimillionaire family, went to Fordham University and the Wharton Business School and blah, blah, blah. Don't get more elite than that. Trump dislikes the curriculum at Harvard, feels they're pushing a liberal left ideology. And of course, to some extent, that's true, that Trump wants to interfere with their right to appoint staff as they see fit, with their right to control enrollment, and so on. So is the government entitled to take away Harvard's visa certification? So this the academics and the foreign students who come to Harvard, they're superintended by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and that is a sub-department of the Department of Homeland Security. So the Department of Homeland Security set up after 9/11. So the Student and Exchange Visitor Program, the SEVP, that is the lifeblood of universities, which get a lot of students and academics from abroad in the United States. So the DHS has broad authority on this one. It's the agency that certifies that program. But there have to be proper reasons for taking away that certification. And as I say, just nastiness or political disagreement is not a sufficient reason. Remember, there's the First Amendment of the US Constitution, which enshrines the right to freedom of expression. And that applies to organizations and not just to individuals. So Harvard has said, though, this is our defense here. We can say things that the president finds uncongenial, and then the president or his administration doesn't have a right to take away our certification just because they don't like what we're saying. So does the court has to decide whether the First Amendment is relevant here.